大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
今天父，我们谢谢你，因为你给我们新的一年的开始。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have given us the new beginning of the year.
我们为到我们的灵命的成长，交托在主手里面。
Lord, we pray that our growth in this, spiritually in this new year into your hands.
希望我们今年，跟上我们的主耶稣。
Lord, we hope that this year we follow our Jesus closely.
特别用今天的经文去提醒我们。
And once again, you, remind us with today's scripture.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在去年呢，看了一个报纸。
And last year I read one newspaper.
上面呢写，它标题呢就是中国大好人，十首美国著名的慈善的机构寻找1000名。美国的穷人跟这些流浪汉去请他们吃饭，还有呢餐后呢每人可以拿300块。
The story is on the New York Times is talking about a leading Chinese. The group is teamed up with this famous American charity. They host a charity party, lunch party for 1,000 poor and destitute Americans.Each will receive $300 after the lunch.
这个广告，在广告里面呢，还有介绍几个中国的大好人。
This is the advertisement, and in this advertisement, this talks about this good Chinese guy.
他呢，甚至指认是中国新时代的雷锋。
And he is so-called the Chinese, 雷锋 in the new era.
他就是陈光标先生。
His name is Mr. 光标陈。
然后呢，这个事情一出以后呢，其实不单只是在中国人的报纸上面有提到了，在美国人的报纸上面呢也有评论这件事情。
And once this advertisement is on the newspaper in America, and also in the Chinese newspaper too.
有些人呢就称赞这个陈先生。
And some people praise this Mr. Chen.
他觉得呢，他始终都是一个做了好事的人呢。
And he is a guy that always do good things.
有些人呢就批评他，不知道他的动机背后是什么。
And some criticize him, and then they speculate his motive behind all this.
其实呢，人的动机呢，有的时候呢，比起我们的行动呢更重要。
So many times our motive is probably more important than our deed.
你动机就是你做这个事情的原因。
And the motive is the reason that why you do this.
耶稣呢，在登山宝训里面呢，常常提醒我们，神对人的动机，就是你的动机会影响神对你将来的奖赏。
And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus always reminds people that your motive will be considered how God will reward you.
今天呢，我们继续来看。腓立比书。
Today we will continue to study the book of Philippians.
上个月第一次讲的时候呢，我就希望通过腓立比书里面的榜样呢，去鼓励我们在主里面成长。
The last month's preaching is the first preaching on the book of Philippians. I want to use the good examples in the book to encourage our Christian life.
所以呢，第一次当我讲到腓立比书的时候呢，就提到，腓立比教会呢是一个以福音为心的一个教会。
So I talked about that the church in Philippi is the gospel-centered church.
今天我们看的榜样呢，就是保罗他自己。
And today we will look at another example is Paul, Apostle Paul himself.
保罗呢是一个为耶稣而活的一个人。
Paul is the apostle that who lives for Christ.
我们今天刚刚读的经文一章二十一节里面保罗说因我活着就是基督。
And today we just read the memory verse that for to me I live to is Christ.
这句话的意思就是说主耶稣就是他生存的动机了。
And this sentence tells us Christ is the motive for Paul to live.
那我们每一个人呢都可以模仿保罗说因我活着就是基督。
And every one of us can imitate Paul that we live and is Christ.
我们口里可以这样子讲，但是我们的心是不是好像保罗这样子想呢？
And we can talk about it through our mouth, but our heart really think about that.
还有一个问题呢，有很多时候呢，连我们自己也不知道我们。心里面的东西是怎么样的
？And many times we ourselves might not know our true motives in our hearts.
好像圣经提醒我们，在耶利米书十七章第九节说，人的心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能知透呢
？And it's recorded in the book of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
所以呢，我希望今天通过我们刚刚念这段经文里面呢，会回答一个问题。
And through our scripture readings, we can maybe answer one question.
就是你是为谁而活呢
？And what do you live for?
你的生存动机是什么呢
？What is your motivation to live?
我们从保罗的身上呢，我们可以找出这个答案。
From Paul, we can see how he lives and what he lives.
你可以看出他的生存动机的必要的时候呢，就是通过他在患难里面中的反应。
And through Paul's life, then you can see how he responds under the hardship.
你在困难当中呢，往往可以显出呢你内心的动机是什么。
Usually in our hardship, in the life or hardship that we can reveal our motive behind it.
我们知道了《腓立比书》呢是保罗回信给腓立比教会，因为他们把他们的支持奉献送给保罗了。
And we know that the Book of Philippians is the letter that Paul sent to the Philippians that because they made the offerings for other Christians.
保罗呢也希望把握这个机会去把他的近况告诉教会。
And use this letter, Paul also wants to inform the Church of Philippi to know what he is doing.
那么保罗第一样事情希望教会知道的是什么呢
？And what is the first thing Paul wants the church to know?
十二节讲到弟兄们，我愿意你们知道什么？讲到十八节呢，他就讲出，他说为此我就欢喜了。
And from verse 12, and he wants the Philippians to know that what has happened to him is actually advanced the gospel. Because of the gospel is advanced, then he is rejoiced.
保罗在患难当中的反应就是喜乐。
And through the hardship of Paul's life, his reaction is rejoice.
那么他在十二到十八节就解释为什么他面对困难的时候他还是这么快乐呢
？And he explained in the verse from 12 to 18 why under such a hardship he still rejoice.
第一个原因呢是在十二节里面告诉我们。
The first reason is recorded in verse 12.
保罗说他因为坐牢反而叫福音兴旺。
And because of his imprisonment, that the gospel is advanced.
你从这句话里面，你可以看出来，保罗的人生就是为了传福音。
And from this verse, you can see that all Paul's life is for the gospel.
传福音比起他得到自由更重要。
And to him, it is more important to spread the gospel than to have a good life.
所以当他 坐牢的时候发觉了全福音权的有更多的机会的时候呢，他的反应就是很喜乐。
So that's why when he was in prison, he found out that through the imprisonment that the gospel is advanced, he is rejoiced.
你会不会为了全福音放弃自己的自由呢？
Will you give up your freedom for the sake of gospel?
有的时候呢，在教会里面，知道有些弟兄姊妹啊，他们为了比方在教会里面侍奉的安排。他就改动他放假的假期，这个给我一个很大的一个喜乐。
Sometimes in the church, I found out some brothers and sisters they arrange their vacation times to try to avoid to affect the church ministry. I'm very joyful with this decision.
我相信你们教会里面也有很多弟兄姊妹是这样子。
And I also think that there are many brothers and sisters like this in your church.
有些父母他改动他儿女的活动的时间，你知道他不影响他们去教会的生活。
And some parents also change their children's schedule so that they will not conflict for their children to come to church to worship.
这些事情，这些决定都表明一样事情，就是耶稣基督在他们的生命里面是很重要的。
And all these decisions they have made indicate one thing, that Jesus Christ is important in their life.
用保罗的一句话，就是他们是为耶稣而活的。
And use Paul's saying that they live for Christ.
保罗下面在十三节里面，他就解释为什么他坐牢反而全福音更兴旺呢？
And in verse 13, Paul explained why he is in prison that caused the gospel advance.
第十三节说，以致我受的捆锁在狱营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
And the 13 says that because of his imprisonment that the whole palace guard and everyone in the prison that because of him in chain that the gospel is heard by them.
这个可能就是很多人呢，包括当时这些罗马的兵在都留意有关保罗这个审判。
And that might be caused that lot of the palace guard and the soldiers that they very care about what is the decision about Paul's imprisonment.
好了，他们就留意，哎，保罗不是做了什么伤天害理的事而坐牢啊。
And they probably can see that Paul didn't do anything bad cause his imprisonment.
保罗是因为为了基督的缘故，所以他坐牢。
Paul was put into prison because the reason of Christ.
换句话说，如果保罗否定他的信仰，他马上就可以放出来。
And in another word, if Paul denies his belief, he probably can be released right away.
但是保罗一直坚持了，你知道了，只是看守他的病人觉得很奇怪哦。
And but Paul keeps himself in prison, so that the guard they are very surprised.
所以呢，十四节里面呢就讲到了保罗的坚持不单只影响可以说他全福音的机会，包括这些基督徒也给他影响。
Because Paul stayed in the prison, not only a good example encouragement for the believers.Also a very good testimony for the unbelievers.
十四节讲到，并且拿在主里的弟兄多半因我所受的捆锁，受度性不移，越发放胆全神的道，无所惧怕。
And verse 14 says, because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
你可能有留意到去年呢有一个新闻呢是有关非洲苏丹的一个家庭的。
You might notice that there's a news about a Sudan.
这个他之前指的，她是一个女的。 叫 Miriam， 她就被判死刑。
Her name was Miriam. She was sentenced to death.
她的罪名呢，就是因为政府说你离弃了回教，改信基督教，所以我要判你死刑。
Her conviction is because he renounced his Islam religion. That's why she was sentenced to death.
还有呢，她嫁给一个美国籍的基督徒。
And also she married an American Christian.
所以呢，她就被判，就好像判监营一样，要给鞭打100次。
And she earned this punishment that is like the one who committed adultery, she will be punished by 100 whips.
So
the Sudan government gave her 3 days. If you repent within 3 days, then we will remove your punishment.
但是呢，这个姊妹 Miriam 呢，她说她的回答呢，她说你不用等3天了。 他说了，我一直都是相信耶稣基督的，从前相信，将来也相信。
And she told the government that you don't have to wait 3 days. I have been believing Jesus Christ for my whole life, and I will believe in the future too.
这个姊妹 Miriam 呢，她的坚持，对她的信仰的坚持，清楚地指出了她的人生就是为了耶稣。
And this sister's life testifies he lives for Christ. She lives for Christ.
耶稣基督不是她丈夫的宗教。
Jesus Christ is not only her husband's religion.
也不是好像人说信耶稣只是一个精神上的寄托。
It's not like some might say, said believing Jesus is giving your soul something to hold.
也不是好像有些人相信所有宗教都是一样的，你说信哪一个都没有分别。
It's not like someone might say every way can reach to heaven. Doesn't matter which religion you believe.
当你见到他坚持的时候，那你就见到他，他的对他来说。 只有耶稣是真神。
And when you see her conviction to her belief, then you will see that her whole life is for Christ.
如果不是坚持的时候，何必连命也不要呢？
Otherwise, how she can even give up her own life for Christ?
我们最后知道这个事情呢，是因为其他国家包括其他基督徒的。 压力底下呢，这个苏丹政府就把他这个姊妹放回美国了。
And we know in the end that under the pressure of other countries and Christians from all over the world, that the Sudan government released her and let her come to America.
我自己也想起了我初中刚刚信主以后呢。
And I remember when I was first believed Jesus while I was in middle school.
那么当时同学知道我信耶稣，他就戏弄我。
And my classmates, when they know that I believe Jesus Christ, and then they tease me.
当他戏弄我完了以后呢，他们还一定讲一句话的。
And every time they always say one thing.
那你是基督徒啊。 不能生气的，耶稣告诉你要爱人呢。
And you are a Christian, and Jesus said you need to love people, do not get angry with others.
当时呢，我大概可能是十四岁这样子。
I was at that time probably 14 years old.
哎，我面对这些事情呢，我觉得很苦啊。
And when I faced all these trials, I felt it's very hard.
那么我就回去教会问我当时的主日学的老师。
And I went back to the church to ask my Sunday school teacher.
那我这位老师呢，他的职业呢也是在学校里面教书的，他本身就是一个老师。
And my Sunday school teacher, he is a teacher himself.
虽然我在想他是老师啊，他应该教我一个方法，怎么去面对学校里面这些恶霸。
And I thought that he is a teacher. He should be able to teach me how I can react over those bullying things.
我没有想到他简直回答我。
But I never thought he would answer me like this.
他问我一个问题，他说成为基督徒要面对苦难，你觉得这个事情值得不值得？
And she asked me one question. She said, when you become a Christian and you sometimes will face suffering, do you think it's worth it?
保罗的回答就是值得。
But Paul's answer is worth it.
这个在苏丹的这个姊妹，她的回答也是值得。
And this sister in Sudan, her answer is also it's worth it, her life.
因为他们的坚持带来福音兴旺。
Because of their firmness in their belief, the gospel is spread.
他们觉得他们为耶稣受苦，比起他们的自由更宝贵。
They think that it's more important and precious to suffer for Christ instead of to earn one's freedom.
第二个方法，你可以看出你人生的动机呢，就是当人家诽谤你的时候，你的自辩。
And the second way you can find out the motive of your life is when people slander you. What is your response?
保罗呢不是一个无知的人呢。
Paul is not a person that without the knowledge.
他知道呢，当他坐牢的时候呢，有一些基督徒在他背后重伤他。
And he knows that while he is in prison, some Christians might slander him.
这个就是呢15到17节里面所讲的。
And this is recorded from verse 15 to 17.
有的全基督是出于执着纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为便民福音设立的。哪一等全基督是出于借党，并不诚实，意思是要加深我捆锁的苦楚。
Some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains.
可能呢，有一些基督徒呢，他是妒忌保罗呢，他传福音的成功。
And some Christians might envy that Paul was so successful in spreading the gospel.
现在保罗坐牢了，他就觉得他们的机会来了。
Now Paul is in prison, they thought their chance is coming.
他可以批评保罗说，哎呀，保罗就没有智慧了，为什么为耶路撒冷去得罪这些犹太人呢？
And they might criticize Paul that he has no wisdom, why he went back to Jerusalem and get be put into prison.
有些人就是趁保罗坐牢的时候呢，他就可以说扩张他们的影响力。
And some might because of the Paul's imprisonment that they can increase their own fame.
他们的目的就是让自己比起保罗更出名。
And they want to make them more, look more, important than Paul.
其实呢，如果你看教会的历史的时候呢，你发觉呢，无论是从前或者是现在，结党纷争呢是在教会里面常常出现的一个问题。
And in the church history, no matter it's in old days and nowadays, that you can see that the selfish ambition and the rivalry and the dissension in church is very common.
我们在哥林多教会里面，你就见到你看哥林多前书，就是有人看着说我是属保罗的，人说我是属亚波罗的。
If you read the book of First Corinthians, you can see the Corinthian church is in kind of a chaos that some say they belong to Apollo, some say they belong to Paul.
结党的东西呢，很多时候就是为了出名。
And most of the people that they are in dissension because they want make themselves famous.
但是呢，当保罗给人重伤的时候，他的反应是怎么样的？
But when Paul heard those slandering, what is his response?
在十八节里面，保罗说：“且又何妨呢？话是假意，话是真心。无论怎么样，基督就仅被传开了。为此，我受欢喜，并且还要欢喜。”
And to Paul, that seems it doesn't matter. As long as the gospel is preached, that he will be rejoicing, and he will rejoice more, continue to rejoice.
且又何妨呢？这句话就表明了保罗呢，对人下的重伤，他的反应就是他不会为自己辩护。
And Paul said, "What does that matter?" This saying tells us that Paul doesn't care about what people think of him. He doesn't care if someone is more important or famous than him.
这个表明呢，保罗呢，他全福音的动机不是为了自己出名。
And this tells us that the reason that Paul preaching the gospel is not for his own fame.
他所求的就是基督的名可以被传开。
All he asked is Christ's name will be preached and proclaimed.
这个证明保罗是为耶稣而活。
This tells us Paul lives for Christ.
只要有更多人信耶稣，保罗不介意是谁带他们信主。
As long as the people believe in God, he doesn't mind or care who leads them to Christ.
保罗不是不注重他的名誉。
It's not like Paul doesn't care about his name.
只是呢，他的清白呢，不是由人而来的。
But he knows that his name is not that important by what people say or think who he is.
从十八到二十节里面呢，他讲出一个事情，就是呢，他的清白呢是由神决定的。
And how he does that is judged by God.
十八节最后一句呢，并且还要换时呢，是讲到我们说是用一个 future tense， 是一个未来式所写的。
And at the end of verse 18, he said he will continue to rejoice. That's the saying in the future he will rejoice.
这个是新的一段的开始。
And this is the new beginning of the passage.
十九节里面呢，他就解释了他欢喜的原因了。
And in verse 19, he told us why he is rejoicing.
他说，因为我知道解释是说你们的祈祷和耶稣基督的灵的帮助终必叫我得救。
Because he said, for I know through your prayer and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus, what has happened to me will turn out to be my deliverance.
终必叫我得救这句话里面的得救是什么意思呢？
What does this deliverance mean here?
那一般呢，我们看见得救就讲到了我们得永生这个意思了。
Sometimes when we see the deliverance, we might think of the salvation and the eternal life.
但是我们知道了这个不是结段的意思。
But we know here the deliverance doesn't mean salvation.
这里的得救呢，也不是好像他被释放出来的意思。
And this doesn't mean he will be released from prison either.
其实呢，这里的意思呢是vindication， 就是 好像还保罗一个清白的意思。
This is we can use another word, vindication. That means his name is being clear.
十九节的其实是他引用约伯记十三章十六节里面的一句话。
And here actually the verse 19, he's quoting the passage from the book of Job.
你知道约伯呢？他突然间发生很多悲惨的事情在他身上了。
We all know that to Job that suddenly there's a lot of suffering, bad things happen in his life.
财产没有，儿女都死光了。
He lost all his possessions and also all his children.
自己生病了。
And he was also badly sick.
那么他的朋友就批评他，一定是他在暗中犯罪，所以神连时惩罚他。
And his friend criticized him for being sinned secretly, so that's why God punished him.
所以呢，约伯呢，他就在十三章十五、十六节里面呢讲了一句话。
So Job was saying that in the book of Job 13, he said this.
他说呢，他就是神了，神必杀我。我虽无指望，然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的，也要成为我的拯救。
And he said, He is God, though he slay me, yet will hope in him. I will surely defend my way to his face. Indeed, this will turn out for my delivery.
那最后这个字拯救就是同一个字在。保罗在腓立比书里面所用的同一个字。
And this, the last word deliverance is the same that used in the book of Philippians.
所以保罗的这意思，他是简直讲，他是相信通过教会的祷告，还有耶稣的灵的帮助，神最后是会还他一个清白的。
And Paul is actually telling us through the prayer of the people in the church and also the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he will be delivered out of all these troubles.
但是对保罗来说呢，他的清白不一定带来他无罪释放。
But to Paul, this deliverance might not be released from the prison.
因为你看他去的时候，你就发现其实保罗不介意他的生死的。
If you continue to read the passages, you will find out that Paul doesn't care if he lives or dies.
所以保罗所讲的清白呢，是在二十节里面他自己解释。
And Paul is saying the clear of his name in verse 20.
二十节说，照着我所切慕的。所盼望的没有一事叫我受愧，只是凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上效尝显大。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will be in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage that now and always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
保罗的盼望是什么呢？
What is Paul's hope?
就是他一生人呢，没有做过一件事叫他受愧。
That in his whole life, he never did anything put himself in shame.
不单止他是无可指责，还有他不会绊倒人。
And it's not only he is blameless and he never put any stumbling block to others.
第二让他盼望的事情，就是无论是生是死，基督在我身上较常显大。
And the second hope for him is no matter he lives or dies, Christ will be exalted in his body.
保罗的意思就是说，我不怕自己吃亏，但是呢，最主要的不要神的名，因为我的缘故受亏损。
And he's telling us no matter what he gains or loses, he doesn't want the Christ's name be put to shame.
所以呢，只有他有一个。清洁的良心，只有神的名不受亏损的时候，他觉得这个就是他的清白了。
And he thinks it is important that he, as long as he has a clear conscience, and God's name will not be put put into shame, then he is clear.
最近看了一个故事是有关一个年轻的牧师的。
And recently I have read a story about a young pastor.
他有一天收到一个电话，是一个老姊妹打电话给他说，我快要死了，你快来我的家这边呢。
One day he received a phone call from an elder sister and told him that I am about dying. Please come to my home quickly.
他说呢，我希望把我所有的财产捐给教会。
And she was telling this pastor that I want to give all my money back to the church.
但是呢，这个牧师说，我不能马上，因为他的距离远了。所以他说我不能马上就到你这边来哦。
Because she lives far away, and the pastor told the lady, I can't go to your house right away.
所以呢，这个姊妹挂了线以后又打给另外一个牧师。
So this sister hang up the phone and called the other pastor.
又是讲同一段话，然后这个牧师因为比较近，所以他就去了帮他安排他财产的事情了。
And she also told the same thing to this pastor. And because this pastor lives close to her, so he's able to arrange all her money to go to the church.
但问题呢是这个老姊妹呢没有死过。
But the problem is this sister eventually didn't die.
所以呢他从病好了以后呢，他就找回第一个牧师，就是这个年轻的牧师说，我从前给你这些财产，你现在还我。
So when she recovered from the illness, she called the first pastor, said, whatever money I gave you before, please return to me.
这个年轻的牧师呢，他说，你没有给我啊。
But this young pastor said you didn't give me any money.
但是这个老姊妹她说，没有，我一定是给了你啊。
But this older sister insists that she gave the money to the young pastor.
所以从今天开始呢，这个姊妹呢就到处告诉教会的人呢，哦，这个年轻的牧师骗了我的钱。
So since that day, this older sister telling everyone she met that this young pastor cheated me.
这个年轻的牧师呢很烦恼。
And this thing very bothers this young pastor very much.
所以呢，他就去找一个在我们华人教会很出名的麦西森牧师，就问他的意见。
And he went to consult a very famous pastor in the American church.
然后呢，麦牧师呢就是说，若你相信神会为你辩护的。那么你就不要出声。
And this pastor told the young pastor that if you know that God will defend for you, then you will not go looking for any other defense.
那么过了一段时间。
And after a while,
这个第二个牧师呢，他只是在他也找了很久才找到这个老姊妹，他就把这个财产还给他。
And the second pastor who received the money from the elder sister, he was also looking for this elder sister for a while. Finally, he found her and he returned the money to her.
但是呢，这个老姊妹呢，虽然知道了哦，原来她从前误会了这个年轻的牧师，但是她一句话都没有讲出来为他解释哦。
But this elder sister, even though she realized that she fooled.Wrongly accused the young pastor, but she never explained or asked forgiveness or cleared that young pastor's name.
这个年轻的牧师就继续忍耐，没有为自己辩护。
And this young pastor, he continues to hold all this suffering and he didn't defend for himself.
直到有一天呢，只是会发现这个全件事情的真相。
Until one day the whole deacon board find out what is the truth behind this.
他们就称赞这个年轻的牧师。
And they all praise this young pastor.
有的时候呢，当人家重伤你的时候呢，你为自己辩护。会越辩护就越黑了。
Sometimes when people slander you, if you defend for yourself, it probably might turn out to be the opposite way, that your name will be blurred even more.
有的时候，你的辩护可能带来教会的分裂。
And sometimes your defense might cause the dissension in the church.
保罗选择不出声。
But Paul chose to not to defend for himself.
他相信神可以证明他的清白。
And he believes God can testify that he has a clear conscience.
他唯一盼望的就是他有一个清洁的良心。 还有神的名不受亏损。
All he hopes for is he has a clear conscience and God's name will not be put into shame.
人家怎么看他，他觉得不重要。
To him, it is not important that how people see him or think about him.
最后，人的东西呢，你也可以从他在生死之间的选择里面看出来。
And the third, that the motivations of people, you can see them through their life and death, the choice of their life and death.
21节呢，保罗把他人生的动机总结出来了。
And verse 21, Paul gave a conclusion for his life's motivation.
因我活着就是基督。
For to me, to live is Christ.
有一本 解经书呢，O'Brien呢，他解释21节的意思是这样子。
And there's a study Bible written by O'Brien. He explained this word like this.
他说呢，对于保罗呢，来说呢，离开耶稣基督的圣权呢是没有意义。耶稣就是保罗生命的目的、动机、灵感和目标。
And to him, maybe has no meaning apart from Christ, but Christ is the object, the motive, inspiration, the goal of all that the apostle does.
生死的选择呢，保罗形容在23节里面呢，他形容是在两难之间。
To Paul, that the choice between life and death is for him is very difficult.
两难之间呢，因为两个选择都是一个好的、有益的一个选择。
Because he was torn between the two choices, any one of them seems is good.
有些人呢，他自杀，选择死亡，因为他觉得呢，死亡是带来一个解脱。
Some people might choose death is better because when you die, since all the suffering is gone.
但是这个不是保罗对死亡、他对人生的看法。
But this is not what Paul thinks.
保罗说他死了最有益处的原因呢，因为他离世，就与基督同在。
Paul thinks that dying is a gain to him because once he leaves this earthly body, he will be with Christ forever.
他的希望不是脱离地上的痛苦。 他的目的是要与基督同在。His
motivation is not just to leave the suffering of this world, but to be with Christ.
但是呢，保罗也把他个人的优先呢放在一边。But
Paul put away, putting his own advantage aside.
他情愿去生存。He
chose to live.
这个不是说保罗呢在地上有一个很丰富的、很丰盛的人生，我的意思就是很有钱、很享受的一个人生。This
is not telling us that Paul has a very good and wealthy life.
你要记得保罗当时他还是在坐牢。We
ought to remember that Paul was in prison.
25节告诉我们为什么他愿意选择生存呢？ 他说：“使你们在信的道上又长进又喜乐。”
The reason Paul chose to live is he will continue to be with all the Christians for their progress and joy in the faith.
就是这个事情， 推动保罗继续的选择生存。
This is the motivation that Paul wants to continue to live on this earth.
因我活着就是你为钱什么进去这个这句话后面。
For to live, for to me to live is blank. What you will put in this blank?
有人换工作。
Some might put a work job in there.
有人换金钱。
Some might put money in there.
可能是享受名誉儿女。
Or enjoyment of the life or children or fame.
我不知道你的答案是什么。
But I don't know what is your answer.
但是无论你放什么上去的时候，我希望你的答案不会令你失望。
But I hope that no matter what you put there, that blank you filled in will not disappoint you in the future.
你的答案是是能给你长期带来满足和喜乐的。
The thing you put in that blank will give you long-lasting contentment and satisfaction for long term.
很多人的答案只带来他们更多的忧虑。
A lot of people put the answer in there, lead them to more suffering and worry.
但是保罗给我们一个榜样。
But Paul set a good example for us.
保罗说，因他活着就是基督。
Paul said to him, to live is Christ.
因为这句话的时候，他在患难中当中仍然可以喜乐。
Because of his goal that while he is in prison, he can be joyful.
当他受人诽谤的时候，心里面仍然有平安。
When people slander him, he still have hope and joy in his heart.
甚至当他面对死亡的时候，他一点也不害怕。
Even though when he faced death, he has no fear.
因为他知道耶稣就他是为耶稣而活的，那么耶稣在他身上也会较强显大。
Because he knows that he lives for Christ, so Christ's name will be exalted through his body.
如果是这样子，对保罗来说，他就心满意足。
And because of this, Paul is fully content.
我们就要一同祷告。
Let us pray.
现在天父，我们来到新的一年的开始的时候，愿意我们每一个人都去思考我们人生的动机是什么。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, in the beginning of the new year, we hope that every one of us will think what is our motivation to live in the new year.
求主帮助我们去检查我们的内心的动机。
We ask the Lord to examine our heart, the motivation in our heart.
我们也愿意彭信我们说我们活着就是基督。
And we also want by faith we dare to say that we live for Christ.
我们知道靠我们自己是做不到。
We know that by ourselves we can do nothing.
但是我们的神可以完成我们这个愿望。
But we know that our God can accomplish our hope.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.